welcome into another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes me Jeremy the Impact York, and that makes you my amazing listeners, viewers, fans, accidental audience. Maybe you stumbled across us and you're not quite sure what we're all about. Well, I'm here to tell you. This is our, gosh, I wish I could say weekly, but weekly as much as possible, hockey show where we talk about the four closest teams to here in Atlanta and just hockey in general. As we talk about the Atlanta Gladiators and Greenville Swamp Rabbits of the ECHL, and we also talk about, from the NHL, the Nashville Predators and Carolina Hurricanes, like I said, and top stories. We're going to talk some all-star game rosters later on in the show. I am going to combine the last 2 weeks because, yeah, we should have done a show last week. Holidays, just, sorry. We try to be on Mondays just as much as possible. Sometimes it works, sometimes it does not. We try our best. In this case, we're actually on time. We're actually on a Monday. We're going to try to keep a more regular schedule as our other shows throughout the week, or one of them is winding down, and we're just going to do a better job of trying to be on time. But like I said, we're going to jump into all of the last 2 weeks for these four teams that I just said. Hopefully we entertain you for the next 20, 30 minutes. And if you did download this show through the iTunes network, we ask that you go on there, give us a rating, an interview, leave a question, comment, suggestion if you would like. Do have an announcement coming up a little later, as well as, the three of us here from Impact Media and from Board Check, especially, were, along with a couple others, special guests, were at the game on Sunday where the Gladiators and Swamp Rabbits played. So we will talk a little bit about that. Let's just start right there. Let's start with the ECHL, right? All right. A couple weeks ago, let's go all the way back to last Wednesday. We're in Florida. The Gladiators got blown apart. 7-0. Wow. That one stung. Bonner had 27 saves in the blowout loss there. Moving on to last Friday in Jacksonville. Another loss for the Gladiators. They're kind of on a little bit of a slide. Don't worry, it picks up. 6-1 in that one, where Aslan had the lone goal. Bonner had 16 saves. Halford had 9 saves. No, that is not Rob Halford. That would be interesting. And then last Saturday, the loss versus Orlando at home, 8-2, where the returning Frazee, good to have Frazee back, and Nelson with the goals there, Bonner with 28 saves, Halford with 7 saves, and not just because it was a blowout, but there was a melee in the third where 4-plus players were ejected, including both goalies who decided to fight each other. I don't have a problem with that. How many times do you see a goalie fight? Not to mention it was Bones. So, let's fast forward to this past week where the Gladiators played this past Thursday. They had the win versus the South Carolina Stingrays in a shootout. In a shootout. That's how you stop a slide. Bly, Aslan, and Neely with the goals during the game. Nell with 30 saves. Nell, that guy's worth trading for. And the lone shootout goal was from Aslan. That moved us to Friday, where they had the loss versus these same Stingrays, 3-1. I think they put everything they had into Thursday. It happens. Neely with the long goal. Booth with 25 saves, and Nell had 4 in mop-up duty. And then I'll get to Sunday's game in a minute. Let's go back to a couple weeks ago, last Friday, not this past Friday, last Friday, were the Swamp Rabbits. I'm gonna tie that last game in all together. The Swamp Rabbits had the win in Florida versus the Everblades, 5-3. Larkin, Perkovich, Bakov, Marcineau, and Pelich all with goals. Bednard with 32 saves and the big W. They in Florida versus the same Everblades. They had the loss, 5-2. Rockwood and Perkovich with the goals there. Jeremy Hellvig, 27 saves in the losing effort. Now, like I said, that moves to yesterday's game, as it was a big personal celebration. Myself, along with Jake Skinner, John Watts from right here at Board Check and Impact Media, along with my brother and his girlfriend, Jared and Danielle, respectively, we all decided to go to the game. We had a pretty good time there, really, as we usually do. The Swamp Rabbits did not have as good a time as we did. Atlanta won the game 4-1, where Nesbitt, Aslan, Peterson, and Neely all had goals. Nell had 23 saves. It was also Andy Brandt Hall of Fame night. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I believe he is only one of two people. And we met him afterwards, got a chance to talk to him. He is as fantastic in person as you'd think he would be. So congratulations to him again. Great meeting you. We'll post some of those pictures a little later. On the Rabbits side, Jimmy Soper got his first goal, I believe, in the ECHL. A lot of his friends, fans, and family, I believe, I think he came from Macon. The Macon Mayhem, I believe. We're all sitting around us. We were over near the away bench, and he had the lone goal, and it was a good goal. Slap on a rebound, that's what you're supposed to do. And Hellvig, 26 saves in the losing effort. Now, like I said, we went to this game. We sat near the away bench. There was an amazing little girl in front of me. There was a little boy in front of her. Between me and oh, I forgot. My wife Rosemary went. Myself and her were able to get the attention of, I believe, the equipment manager, Scott, for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. And we kind of suggested out there if he had any kind of item or memorabilia that could help make it more special for this little girl and this little boy. Not related to completely different little kids. And he said, let him see what he could do. To which he did. He was able to find a puck for the little boy and for the little girl. He was able to get a stick. And I just forgot whose stick it was. I'm going to look that up right now. It was... Waiting on that to come up. Still waiting on that to come up. It helped that the stick was broken between the second period and the third period by a... by the player in question. It happens. They break them all the time. It was... Come on. maybe a load here in a minute. But just want to give a special shout out to Scott. Like I said, I believe he's the equipment manager. I could be totally wrong on that. But special shout out to him making that little girl and that little boy's day. It was the little boy's first game. I believe it is the little girl's second game. As I actually think I was there for her first game. I think I sat in the same spot. But two amazing dads doing their part to get them interested early. They had a fantastic time. There it is. It was Mason Baptista. Mason Baptista, whose stick went to the little girl. And that was just a fantastic gesture. And like I said, and the little boy got a puck. So, you know, making fans for life here. And, you know, shout out Mason Baptista for creating that moment by breaking that stick. Thanks, buddy. Upcoming schedules for both these teams. Let's start with the Gladiators. This Saturday, they will host the Norfolk Admirals. It is second annual Hockey Heritage Night, where they are going to pay homage to the Flames, Knights, and Thrashers. As they should, even though if you kind of look, I'm just going to throw this out here. Not sure if it's intentional or not, but if you look, the new colors, the new look of the Gladiators, they kind of got some ties to the Knights and especially the Thrashers. Okay. So far, I'm following. I'm on board a little bit. I like that. You know, no big issues there. A lot of people are like, well, I don't like that. Like, okay, well, they're trying to do an Atlanta thing. They're giving you a throwback while still showing you the next evolution of hockey in Atlanta. Okay. I think we'll go, you know, we can go with that. But Hockey Heritage Night this weekend should be fantastic. That is Saturday. This Sunday, or that is a 7:05 start. This Sunday, they will be in South Carolina to face the Stingrays. 3:05 puck drop on that one. Let's swap to the Swamp Rabbits. Had to say that slow so I did not mess it up. Upcoming schedule for them. They actually play tomorrow night in Cincinnati. 6 p.m. puck drop there. I don't know what they did to get this kind of schedule. Then 2 days later, Thursday, a.k.a. New Year's Day, they will host the Norfolk Admirals at 7:05 in the Bond Secures Wellness Arena. I think that's what it's called. Then also Friday, they will host the same Norfolk Admirals 7:05 puck drop there. Then Sunday, they will host the Florida Everblades 3 p.m. puck drop on that one. That is a brutal schedule. This is after. Part of why I think they, I'm not going to say struggled, part of why I think they did not get the W on Sunday. Now granted, the Gladiators played Thursday, Friday, got Saturday off, played Sunday. The Rabbits played 3 games in 3 days. They played Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday were night games. Sunday was a mid-afternoon game. I think they were just gassed, just out of energy. They tried to play with what they got, but when you're tired, you're tired. It happens in soccer. It happens in every other sport. Sometimes when you play so many games at one time, it can kind of take a toll on you a little bit. And I'm not making excuses because, hey, grown men, professional athletes, but I do think that played a factor. The Gladiators getting Saturday off as opposed to having to play a game like the Rabbits, I think that had a lot to do with it. Let's move on to the NHL, right? All right, let's go with the Hurricanes, where last Thursday, they were in Colorado, picked up the victory 3-1 there, where Aho, Svechnikov, and Slavin all had goals. Slavin. And that one, Reimer with the 27 saves and the victory. They hosted the Florida Panthers on last Saturday. They lost that one 4-2. Niederreiter and Wallmark with the goals there. Mrazek with the 18 saves in the losing effort. And then this past Monday, just a week ago, they're in Toronto 8-6 on the loss there, where Brock Magin, Svechnikov, Halla had two, and Natchez had two as well in the losing effort. Mrazek, 27 saves. Reimer with four saves in the mop-up duty there. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to this past Friday. They had the loss in New York versus the Rangers, 5-3. Aho, Pesci, and Walmart all with the goals there. Reimer with 19 saves. And on Saturday, they stopped the big streak with the win as they hosted the Washington Capitals, a.k.a. one of their new rivals, 6-4. Fogle had two, Hamilton, Svechnikov, Walmart, and Natchez added the rest. Mrazek with 25 total saves in that one. Upcoming schedule, they play tomorrow night as they host the Montreal Canadiens, 7 p.m. puck drop out in Raleigh. And then on Friday, they will host Washington again for the second time in a week, 7:30 puck drop there, along with Sunday, they will host the Tampa Bay Lightning, 5 p.m. puck drop on that one. Let's go to the Predators to finish up our four-team round robin here. Last Thursday, they had the loss in Ottawa, 5-4 in overtime, where Grimaldi, Johansson, Josi, and Smith all had goals in that one. I'm here to tell you, Smith is on fire. That dude is always on the scoreboard. Seems like every other game. Saros, who I will get into in a minute with something really cool, 19 saves in the losing effort. They had the win, not this past Saturday, but two Saturdays ago, as they hosted the Boston Bruins, 4-3 in that one. Forsberg, Ellis, and Josi had two. Rene with 29 saves in that one. Which moves us to this past week, where last Friday they had the loss as they hosted the Penguins, 5-2. Smith and Arvidsson with the goals there. Saros with 17 saves. Rene with 3 in the mop-up duty. This past Saturday they lost in Pittsburgh. God, Pittsburgh is heating up, and they're doing it without their stars. That's what's crazy. They're doing it without Crosby and the other people that are dinged up here and there. That's... watch out for the Penguins. They are ridiculous. Ridiculous mode right now. But they lost that one in Pittsburgh, 6-4. Smith, shocker. Arvidsson and Granlund had two on that one. Saros, 5 saves. Rene with 25. Upcoming schedule for the Predators. This Wednesday, they will be in Dallas to take on at 2 p.m. That is the Winter Classic. It says 2 p.m. I thought it was at 1. I think it's at 1. Not 100% on that, but around 1 o'clock, flip over to the Winter Classic. It's going to be fantastic. As far as that, I'm going to try to do a pregame video and in-between periods videos to kind of recap what I'm watching. Not quite sure where I'm going to be watching it yet, but that will be determined. And you'll definitely know that I'm on the Predator side on that one. You will know. But like I said, that's this Wednesday. It says 2 p.m. on here, but I think it's at 1. Pretty sure it's at 1. This Saturday, they will be in L.A. to take on the Kings. There's a 10:30 p.m. puck drop on that one. We're going to look. Nope. We have a TV, perfectly good TV right here. We're going to try to find what channel that game is going to be on. There it is. The game looks like it is at 2, according at 2 p.m. Eastern. 1 p.m. they are doing a pregame thing, which will be close to when I do a pregame. So, you know, if you want to do that, that'd be great. I'm going to try to do a New Year's Eve kind of, year wrap-up, not a year in review, but a year wrap-up, talk about a couple of the things that, you know, really stuck out and the things we really want to touch on, just events in general through that we did through Impact Media this year. And I'm going to bring in a special new kind of segment. It's not really a segment, but a new thing that we're going to start doing with our videos. Hopefully you guys really enjoy that. There we go. Got to make sure we're recording that as well. But yeah, Winter Classic, 2 p.m. pregame at 1. Stay tuned to all of our social medias and our YouTube page for all the great, amazing things we're going to do. I told you Saturday in L.A. to take on the Kings, 10:30 puck drop on that one. These are all Eastern times. And then Sunday, they will be in Anaheim to take on Ducks, 10 p.m. puck drop on that one. Here's a couple of things I want to get into. As they are transitioning from Pecorine to Saros, this transition, the fact that they're such good friends and they're both Finnish is really cool. And it's making that transition a lot easier. And on top of that, Saros' mask is going to honor two famous Finnish-born players. That is Pekka Rinne and Timonen, which I think is going to be awesome. I really can't wait to see how that turns out. And the last thing I wanted to get into is talk about the All-Star Game rosters. I'm not going to really break them down that much. I'm just going to tell you who's representing each division. Let's start with the Atlantic, where the forwards are Tyler Bertuzzi from Detroit, Anthony Duclair from Ottawa, Jonathan Huberdeau from Florida. It is all their first time going. Jack Eichel from Buffalo is going for his third time. Austin Matthews from Toronto, it's his fourth. David Pastrnak is one of the captains and is his second time. Moves us to the defensemen. The defensemen are from the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's his third appearance. Victor Hedman and Shea Weber. Remember that guy from Montreal. It is his seventh All-Star Game appearance. So fantastic there. The goalies are Frederik Andersen from Toronto. It's his first time going. And Tuukka Rask from Boston. It is his second time. Moves us to the Metro, where I can't believe there's only one Hurricane. I agree with the one that's there, but come on. The forwards. It is the first time for Jake Guentzel from Pittsburgh, Artemi Panarin from the Rangers, and Travis Konechny from the Flyers. It is the second time for Matthew Barzal. It is a very young team. It is the second time for Kyle Palmieri. Moves us to the defensemen. The defensemen are John Carlson from Washington. It's his second time. Dougie Hamilton from our Carolina Hurricanes. Go Dougie. It's his first time. Can't believe it's only his first time. Seth Jones from, and he's going to round that out, from the Columbus Blue Jackets. His third time. Braden Holtby from Washington. His fifth time in is one of the goalies, and the other one is Jonas Corposalo from the Blue Jackets. Isn't that amazing? They move on from their all-world goalie, and their next one makes the All-Star game. But that's the Metro Division. It's a real young team, but man, there's some talent. Think of the people left off. Central Division. I'm going to start with the forwards. We got Patrick Kane from the Blackhawks, his ninth. Nathan MacKinnon from Colorado, it is his fourth, and he is the captain. Ryan O'Reilly from St. Louis Blues, he is his third. Mark Scheifele from the Winnipeg Jets, his second. Tyler Seguin from the Dallas Stars, who we will see in a couple days, his sixth time going. And also Eric Staal, former Carolina Hurricane. Minnesota representative now, his sixth time going. Nashville has Roman Josi going. It's his third time going. as the defenseman, and also Alex Pietrangelo from the St. Louis Blues, who is second time going. A lot of Blues, but they are the defending champions, and they're still doing well. Your goalies are Jordan Bennington from the Blues, his first time going, and Connor Hellebuyck from the Winnipeg Jets, his second. Lots of depth, lots of stacked talent there. And I'm not just saying that because these are the two teams we talk about, but Metro is very young but talented, and the Central is very seasoned. I'm not saying they're old. They're seasoned. And then the Pacific Division that just... good Lord, it's a firing squad. The forwards for the Pacific Division from the San Jose Sharks, his second time going, Logan Couture. Edmonton Oiler Leon Draisaitl is going to go. It's his second time going as well. Anze Kopitar from the Kings, his fifth time. The captain, Connor McDavid from the Oilers, his fourth time going. Elias Pettersson from the Vancouver Canucks, his second time going. And for the first time in his career, Jacob Silverberg from the Anaheim Ducks. Whoop, I missed Matthew Tkachuk, his first time going from the Flames. Which is weird. I don't know why there is only one defenseman, but there is only one defenseman, who is Mark Giordano from the Calgary Flames, his third time going. For the first time ever, Darcy Kuemper from the Arizona Coyotes is going to be an all-star. And for the fifth time, Vegas Golden Knight, Marc-Andre Fleury. What a fantastic, fantastic group that is. But that's all the news that I have hockey-wise. This was a good 30-minute show. A long time since we had one of those. I know it's because we went over a lot of scores, but we're trying to line up some really cool stuff, maybe some special guests that could stop by the show. We are working on those. But if there's somebody that you want us to talk about, talk to, have on the show, any other thought, concern, question, anything, if there's something else you want to get a comment, and always appreciate your questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, all the above. But that's going to do it for me this week. Shout out to everybody here at Impact Media, to everybody at Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to come on each and every week and talk some amazing hockey. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Glads. Go Rabbits. Go Canes. Go Preds. Go watch the Winter Classic. 1 o'clock pregame, 2 p.m. actual start time. I think it's on Fox. See you guys next week.